Here with Wichita manager Kevin Hooper. Kevin, this is now your second playoff series as a manager. What kind of lessons would you say you've learned from the first one heading into this one?
I don't know if there's any lessons learned. I was fortunate I got to play in quite a few during my playing career, too. It's just time to have fun. The hard part for me is getting to the playoffs. You put yourself, if you're going to win a championship, you got to make the playoffs in the first place. And we're fortunate enough to do that. Now we got a chance to win a championship. So throw the cards out there and we'll see what happens. And, you know, if we can... we can play our game and up to our capabilities, you got to like our chances.
You guys have had sort of a, you know, playoff atmosphere around the team for the last few weeks, you know, fighting with Gary and St. Paul, getting into the playoffs in the first place. Do you think that sort of gives you guys a mental edge heading in, that they've been playing high-intensity baseball for that long?
Yeah, I would think so, because like you said, we've been in a situation for the last 2 weeks where every game has counted. It's been a roller coaster year for us. A lot of inconsistencies. Because on paper, we're pretty good. Our longest winning streak all year was 4 games, which is crazy for the team that we have. And a lot of ups and downs, a lot of inconsistencies. It's been a mental test for me, draining, very draining. But like I said, once we heard that Gary St. Paul score the other night, big burden off of our shoulders, I think. And everybody kind of relaxed, realized we were in. And now, like I said, now it's time to have fun and throw the cards out there and we'll see what happens.
Do you think any side gets an advantage from the 3-game series played here between the two teams in July?
I don't think so. You know, you try to get tendencies. I mean, that's a small sample size to learn anything about pitchers, hitters, or anything, and just seeing them one, two, or three times. But, you know, you do your best. You research the best you can and try to come up with a game plan for each guy offensively for our pitchers. And, you know, but I don't think there's any advantage to just laying them the 3 games, which it was unfortunate. They're so close. We're 5.5, 6 hours away. I wish we could play each other more often.
You think anything about how you guys have had a series at Quick Trip Park, whereas the Airhawks haven't been to Lawrence Dumont Stadium, especially with the turf?
You know, that'll be a little adjustment, I think, the new turf. But no big deal, especially in the playoff atmosphere. I don't think it's an advantage to anybody. You know, I'm sure guys have played on the turf that we have, just not at our park. But I think they'll like our park. It's turned into a really nice place, and I'm sure a lot of them are looking forward to seeing it.
You got Junior Guerin, Jason Jennings, and I, two guys who have almost identical win-loss records and ERAs this season. Do you go into this game early in the game thinking we've got to try to play for a run more so because of the playoffs than you would in a regular season game?
Yeah, like you said, two good pitchers. This could be a nice little pitcher's duel tonight. You know, like you said, I looked at the numbers too earlier, and they're pretty much identical. Two quality pitchers. JJ's obviously got a bunch of time in the big leagues, and, you know, we actually came out of college the same year. When he was at Baylor, I was at Wichita State, so... we go way back. I've known of him for a long time and whatnot, and he had a great career, you know, in affiliated bowling in the major leagues. And he's a quality pitcher, no question. So we're going to have our hands full, no question. But if our guy comes out and does his job, hopefully they're going to have their hands full too. So it should be a great matchup, and runs are probably going to be precious tonight. You never know, though. You see situations like this, and then it's a barn burner. So, yeah, we'll see.
All right, thanks very much, Kevin. Good luck in the
series. Absolutely, appreciate it.
All right, we're back after this at the start of lunch of Game 1 here on the Air Hawks pregame show on Ustream.tv.